Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, allow me to congratulate you, your vice chairperson, and all other elected officials to this sixth review conference of the CCW. Under your very able leadership, the review conference is certain to achieve a successful and meaningful outcome. Let me assure you my delegation's full support and of our commitment to a constructive engagement in these discussions. Portugal aligns these general statements on laws with the statement delivered by the European Union under agenda item general exchange of views. Madam Chair, my delegation appreciates the many efforts of the chair of the Group of Governmental Experts on Laws, his team, and the members of the Secretariat supporting them. In 2021, we build upon past consensus achieved by the GG and continue finding new points of convergence, for example, relating to accountability and to the fact that laws are a function of a weapon, not a weapon themselves. Mr. Chair, high contracting parties should now design a structured and resultant-oriented mandate for the next GG, given the high quality of the past debates and the complexity of their outstanding issues. That mandate should point the group in a direction of concrete deliverables on the clarification, consideration, and development of the normative and operational framework applicable to laws. Specific tasks and outcomes have already been suggested as concrete deliverables, both of a legally binding and a non-legally binding nature. An international legal binding instrument, an international code of conduct, and, as proposed by Portugal, a compendium of international law and related general practice. Madam Chair, the next GG could consider several or even all those options, as they are non-exclusive and can be explored either simultaneously or by gradual steps. In fact, there are common elements and a clear complementarity in those deliverables. We would like to recall the compendium that we have been proposing could be focused solely on existing international obligations applicable to laws. This compendium would have the added value of building consensual interpretation within the GG laws on the international legal framework already applicable to these emerging technologies. This can prove useful in discussions on future steps, setting important foundations of legal interpretation to better inform policies and practices on laws from a domestic and/or international point of view. Madam Chair, Portugal will submit a written proposal for a decision by the high contracting parties to the CCW on the basis of these arguments. We kindly ask that the proposal is circulated to all delegates, and we stand ready to discuss ways of combining the proposal for the compendium with other suggestions for a result-oriented mandate for the group. I thank you, Mr. Chair.